Gemara begins by asking, how do we know that a Stam woman can be miskadeshet to Kesef? But then it quotes a Mishnah in Ksubas. But the Mishnah says, Ha'av zaka bevita bekidushah bekesef bishnar v'biya. And there as well, there's a question. How do we know that a father can be miskadesh his daughter bekesef? And how do we know that the Kesef goes to the father? So the Gemara says, V'yotza chinam ein kosef. And Kesef lodan zel, v'yesh kesef lodan acher, u'mayni u'av. Gemara says that we learn from the case of Oma Ivriya, that if an Oma Ivriya goes out for Simonin before her proper time, then there's no Kesef. There's no Giron Kesef, so there's no Kesef that goes to the Adam. So just like there's no Kesef that goes to the Adam in that case, there is a Kesef. There's a contrast. There is a Kesef in this case that goes to the father. So frankly, Gemara Ve'ema Lidido. Maybe the Kesef should go to the daughter? Okay, I hear that there is Kiddushah Kesef, but maybe the Kesef should go to the father. Maybe the Yitzia from the father, there is Kesef. There is a Kesef Kiddushin, but maybe it should go to the daughter. So the Gemara basically says that once we know that the father is the one who's Mekabel Kiddushah, which means that he does the Maisa Kiddushin, Ihi Shakla Kaspa, the daughter is going to take the Kesef. Doesn't make sense, claims the Gemara. If the father is going to be the one who does the Maisa Kiddushin, in the case of Motzi Shemra, the father comes to Bezin and says, I gave my daughter over in marriage, and now this person is Motzi Shemra against me. So that pasuk, Esbiti Nasati, seems to imply that the father can be Mekadesh's daughter. So the father can be Mekadesh's daughter, Yishakla Kaspa, she's the one who's going to get the Kesef. So now the Gemara comes and asks the following question. Gemara asks a kasha that maybe by Nara the Islaya the Kabbal Kiddushin Takdashi Inafsha V'Tishkol Kaspa. What is that kasha? So we explained last time that from Rashi, both here and Iksubas, it's Mashma, that Rashi felt that this was a fundamental question. Here the Gemara is shifting gears. The Gemara until now was not discussing what the Mokar is for the father to be able to do the Maisa Kiddushin for his daughter. Is the Maisa Kiddushin, and then there's Kabbalas Kesef Kiddushin. We had trouble with this last time, but I don't really have any better way to write it in Hebrew. So let's just explain. Kabbalas Kesef Kiddushin means to keep the money. To keep the money. Not just to get the money, but to keep the money. Maisa Kiddushin means to take the money from the Baal. Now this actually becomes complicated because Rashi uses the lashon Kabbalas Kiddushah. So that can confuse you. You could think that Rashi means keeping the money. But that's not really what he means. Because clearly Rashi is learning this question that maybe a Nara is different. Nara is different means that maybe the father can't be Mekadesh the Nara Bechalal. How do I know that? Because Rashi says, maybe the only case where the father can be mekabel the kesef kiddushin is by ktana. What does that mean, that the only case where the father can be mekabel the kesef kiddushin? It doesn't mean that the father gets to keep the kesef kiddushin. It means that the father can do the maisa kiddushin. He can take it from the husband. How do I know that's what he means? Because he reinterprets the pasuk. He says, v'avagav de kodem otzi shema benaraksiv. We know the parsha Motzi Shem is talking about Nara. The pasuk says v'nasnu lavi hanara, and his pasuk adds uskalua. There's a punishment if it turns out she was mizana. La'olam the kitchen ni'ala b'kadnusa. Maybe we could say that as bitin asati la'ishazeh, that pasuk is talking about ktana. He's saying, on this girl who's a Nara, that this individual was Motzi Shemra, I was Mekadesher to this person, to this Baal, when she's a Ketana. What's Rashi doing over here? Rashi's reinterpreting the Pasuk is talking about Ketana. Speaking of Sati is talking about a Ketana, not Nara. That's focusing on the Maisa Kiddushin, not the keeping of the Kesef. So when he says earlier that Eima Hanimili Dizakhila Lekablam B'Ketana, he means Lekablam B'Torah's Maisa Kiddushin. Not Kabbalah to keep the money. He means, how do we know that the father has the ability to do Maisa Kiddushin by Naira. Maybe a Naira who has a yad, she's Makadosh herself, and the father doesn't have the ability to do the Maisa Kiddushin Bechlau. That's the Kasha of the Gemara according to Rashi. So comes the Gemara and says, Zamar Krabin Rebbe Savia, Kol Shvach Nurim Lavia. A father has the ability to be Mefer Nidrei Bito, so from Hafaras Nidorim, I can learn to Kiddushin that a father also has a call to be Makadosh's daughter. This teretz is not a teretz that the father can keep the keset. It's a teretz that says, as the Shita Lo Noda Lemi explains, right? It's a teretz that's explaining how to know that the father can do the Maisa Kiddusha Bechalal. So if he can be made for Nidre Bito, he has a koach benurea beisavia, he has a koach over his daughter who's a Nara, then he has a koach over her regarding Kiddusha Bito as well. That's the teretz of the Gemara. So then we were troubled because the Gemara says, maybe I'll learn from Hafaras Nedarim to Kiddushin. No. Ramona Meisura Lo Yalfina. Maybe I'll learn from Knossa. No, I can't. I'll learn from Boshin Gam. No, I can't. But comes the Gemara and says, Elam Estaba, the Chikam Amayit, Yitzir, the Kavasa Kamamayit. The way I know that the Kesef Kiddushin goes to the father when he's Makabel, the Kiddushin on behalf of the daughter, that's Yitzir, the Kavasa Kamamayit. That means that just like the Yitzir of the Adon, there's no Kesef to the Adon. So too, Yitzia, from the Av, there is a Kesef to the Av. Right? It's an exact equation. It's an exact contrast, I should say, right? That it's Yitzia, the Kavasa. It's similar to the Yitzia from the Adon. Yitzia from the Adon, there is Kesef that we're talking about. He doesn't get any Kesef. Yitzia from the Av is going to get Kesef. So we asked, the last Kasha that we asked last time, is, what's going on over here? This Teretz of the Gemara is going back to the original Kasha. How do you know that the father gets Kesef Kiddushin? Gets to keep the Kesef Kiddushin. But the way Rashi learned the middle part of the Gemara, the Eimahani Milik Tana Avil Nardis Layad, Takdashi Navshavik Tishkol Kaspa, if that Kasha was, how do you know that the father can even be Makabel the Kesef Kiddushin? How can he do the Maisa Kiddushin? Issue number one, not issue number two, not the fact that he gets to keep the Kesef, but how do we know that he can do the Maisa Kiddushin Mechalal? If that's the kasha that the Gemara was asking then, so how is this answer responding to that question? How is this answer, which is talking about keeping the Kesef Kiddushin, responding to that kasha, which seems to be talking about a call for the father to do the Maisa Kiddushin Mechalal? So I think the answer is based on something Reb Kiva Ege says in Ksubas. Reb Kiva Ege is not coming to explain Rashi. And he might have a little bit of a nuance of difference. Right? He might have a little bit of a different pshat in the Gemara. But just to use his idea, to use his idea without quoting him, without looking at the words inside per se, to use his idea, I think we can explain Rashi as well. What did Rashi think? Again, the kasha, ve'ema hanimili, k'tan avul nara lo, that kasha is, how do I know that the father can even do a maisa kiddushin for his daughter with a nara? So what does the Gemara answer? B'nei Rebbe Savia. If a father has a karach to be mefer nidrei bito, he has a karach to be mekadesh his daughter as well. The Gemara says, but from Masi Adel Labas, you see, B'nei Rebbe Savia doesn't teach me global halachas. That from Hafaras Nedarim we can't learn halachas in other places. So obviously, B'nei Rebbe Savia is not going to teach me that a father can be Mekadosh's daughter. Frag the Gemara, V'chitema Nelef Mine. What's that kasha, V'chitema Nelef Mine? V'chitema Nelef Mine, the Gemara is revisiting this kasha, that maybe Hafaras Nedarim can serve as a paradigm for Kiddushin. That if a father has a koach to be made for Nidrei Bito, maybe that teaches me that he also has a koach to be Mekadosh's daughter. Let's learn from B'nei Rebbe Savia. What does the Gemara respond? Mamona me Yisura lo yalfina. What's that answer? We're talking about Mamona? We're not talking about Mamona over here. We're talking about Amaisa Kiddushin. What's the Gemara responding? Well, we can't learn Mamon from Isser. Faras Nedarim is Isser. Kiddushin is Mamon. What's the Mamon by Kiddushin? The answer is there are two elements by Kiddushin. The Gemara understood that the basic Maisa Kiddushin is a Dava Shal Isser. What is the basic Maisa Kiddushin doing? It's creating a Chalos Isser in the daughter. That you can learn from Hafaras Nedarim, because that's Isura Me Isura. That's okay. But the problem is we've got to learn something else as well. We also have to learn that the father has the ability to keep the Kesef. That's Mamona. That's Mamon. Mamona Meisura Lo Yalfinan, says the Gemara. Even if the Maisa Kiddushin we can learn from Hafaras Nadarim, because he's Sura Meisura Yalfinan, that the fact that the father can also keep the Kesef, issue number two, that's Mamona, and that we can't learn from Isura. So here the Gemara is pivoting. It's going back to its original question. Originally the Gemara started by asking how do we know that the father gets to keep the Kesef. Then, after it quotes the Pasuk as Biti Nosati, then it gets stuck in an aside. It gets stuck in a side problem, that how do I know that the father can even do the Maisa Kiddushin for his daughter who's a Nari? Comes the Gemara and says, you know what the real answer to that is, Bina Rebbe Savia? Hafaras Nedarim is the paradigm. Hafaras Nedarim is the makor that a father can be Mekadosh his daughter who's a Nari. What's the makor according to Rashi that the father can be Mekadosh his daughter who's a Kana? It's Biti Nosati Lo Ishazah. But maybe that's only talking about Ktana, not Naira. Comes the Gemara and says, Binu Rebbe Savia teaches me that the father can be Mekadosh his daughter who's a Naira. Hafaras Nedarim teaches me that the father can be Mekadosh his daughter who's a Naira. Because Isura me Isura Yalfinan. But that doesn't answer how we know that the father can get to keep the Kesef. Because that's Mamona me Isura. We can't learn Mamona me Isura. So what ultimately is the answer for why the father can get to keep the Kesef? Comes the Gemara and the Maskana and says, you know what the answer is? Yitzia de Kavasah Kamenai. The Yatzachina Mein Kosef is the Mokar that the father can get to keep the Kesef. So there are two shows going on over here, according to Rashi. There's the question, how do we know that the father can be Mekadosh's daughter who's an Ara? And then there's another question, how do we know the father gets to keep the Kesef when he's Mekadosh's daughter who's an Ara? When he's Mekadosh's daughter who's a Kana, that I understand. It's Pasha, she doesn't have a Yad to be Mekabel the Kesef anyway. So just like he can be Mekadosh'er, as Biti Nosati, he can also keep the Kesef. But if his Biti Nosati is not talking about Nara, so then how do I know that he can be Mekadosh's daughter who's an Ara? And even after you've explained that, how do I know that he gets to keep the Kesef? So comes the Gemara and says, Hafaras Nedarim is the Mokar that teaches me that he can be Mekadosh's daughter. Bin Rebbe Savia, Isur Me Isur Yalfinan. The fact that the father can be Mekadosh's daughter, that's Isura. He can create a Chalos Isur in the daughter. But how do I know that the father can get to keep the Kesef? That's Mamona. Mamona Me Isura Lo Yalfinan. Comes the Gemara and says, Yatzachin Me Kosef, Yitzia the Kavasa Kamamai. Just like the Adam doesn't get the Kesef, so too the father does get the Kesef. So this could be the Pshat of Rashi in the Gemara. Okay, that there are two questions that we're trying to ask. One we can learn from the Nedarim, and the other we can't learn from the Nedarim. The issue of the Maisa Kiddushin, that's Isser. Isser we can learn from Isser. But the fact that the father gets to keep the Kesef, that's Mamo, that we can't learn from Hafaras Nedarim, that we need Yitzir the Kavasah Kamamayit in order to know that the Kesef goes to the father, and he gets to keep it.
Yeah. Didn't you say earlier that if the father did the Maisa Kiddushin, like Gemara says, that if the father does the Maisa Kiddushin, then
he should get the Kesef.
Right.
But then the Gemara says, maybe that's only true if the daughter is a Ketana, because she doesn't have a Yad to be Mekabel the Kesef herself. But if she's a Nara, who claims he has a right to be Mekabel the Kiddushin anyway?
But that means that if he's able to facilitate, do the Maasei Kiddushin, it should be that he's able to be Mekabel the Kiddushin.
But only if the daughter doesn't have a Yad. If the daughter has a Yad, then that's not Mochruch.
But because that Pasuk is only talking about Ketana, right? But once you have the Pasuk Nedarim that's talking about Nara, me, I understand that you can't learn out. Why do we need two sources? That's what I'm saying.
You're saying it just be a svar. Once I know the father can do the Maisa Kiddushin, then he should be able to get the Kesef.
Right. So why can't we just learn out?
Yeah, but that's not necessarily true. Right? Is that svara really true by Nara? Maybe the fact that she has a Yad to accept the Kesef, not to do the Maisa Kiddushin, but she has a Yad, she can acquire something. She's a Gedola, so maybe she should get the Kesef. The Gemara is pivoting away from that svar at this point, because we're being mechalik between Ketana and Nara. So even though in the beginning we said Hashtavi Makabel Kiddusha I Shakla Kaspa, but we're assuming no. If Hafaras Nedarim is the whole mukkah that the father can do the Maisa Kiddushin, so then how can I learn the Mamon from there? That's Mamona Meisura. And maybe it's not a svar. You're saying it should just be a svar. Once I know that he can do the Maisa Kiddushin, why isn't it a svar that he gets the Kesef? We're thinking that maybe Nara is somehow different. Maybe Nara is somehow different since she has her own Yad. We don't even know that he has a koach to be to be makabel the kesef kiddushin, to do the ma'aseh kiddushin. So even if we have a mokar, but that doesn't necessarily mean he gets to keep the kesef. That's what the Gemara is assuming. When we talk about Tosis and the Tosis Rid, you'll see that your kasha is going to play a very important role. We're going to have a very interesting yisod to try to answer your kasha. Within Rashi, I hear your kasha. It's, you know, your kasha is stronger against Rashi. But I think the answer is that Rashi is saying, once we're being mechalik between Katana and Nara, so then the rules change, and that svar might not necessarily apply anymore. Just because he can do the ma'isa kiddushin doesn't necessarily mean he should get the kesef. Okay, this is all Bedas Rashi. Tosfos Rid and several other Rishonim have a totally different understanding of the kasha of the Gemara. Right? The machlokas Rashi and Tosfos really focuses on the kasha of the Gemara. Eima halim v'ktana avol nara I taktesh nafshe v'tishkol kasla. That's really the focus of the machlokas. The question is how to learn the hemshech of the Gemara. So that's a detail, a very important detail. But the focus is how do you learn that kasha? So comes Tosfos in a slightly different context. I didn't give you the whole Tosfos. Like, it's a little frustrating. You don't even know what the kasha Tosfos is referring to. The Gemara asks from Boshes of Agam, so Tosfos fiddles on that kasha. But it's complicated. It's complicated how he's really answering his kasha. So that's why I didn't give you the kasha, because I'm not going to give you the whole Tosfos, because it's a very complicated Tosfos. But in the middle of the Tosfos clearly gives you a different pshat in the sugya. He says he's doing that. Perhaps the pshat in the Gemara is like this. L'chein nirali. Let's see Tosfos deras l'chid. You have a Gemara. Look on with me, please. L'chein nirali le'el. Ve'ema hanimi l'kana. Oh, that's our kasha. That's the kasha that we're trying to figure out. The chilek between k'tana and nara. Ve'ema hanimi l'kana. Koma. K'tana shayach lasos oso kal v'chomer. The hashta via makabel kidusha I tishko kaspa. Kevin she'en l'klal yad l'kadosh atzma. Tana, I hear your kavachomer. I hear Yoni's kavachomer. The Gemara's kavachomer. The hashda via makabel kiddushah yi shakla kaspa. That makes sense by Ktana because the Ktana doesn't have a yad. So the Ktana doesn't have a yad. So then it makes sense that the Ktana shouldn't be the one to get the kesa, to keep the kesa. Avol nara de isla yad yi taktish nafshe v'tishkol kaspa. What's that kasha? Pimsh. Kevin the yesh l'yad v'kadosh atzma. Since the Nara has a yad to do the Maisa Kiddushin. Again, the whole most important thing in this sugi is to distinguish between these two elements. Doing the Maisa Kiddushin and getting the Kabbalah's Kiddushin, meaning getting to keep the money. Getting to keep the money, Libasot. So says the Gemara, according to Tosfos, Nara de Islayadi, Takdish Navshe, Vitishko Kaspa, Perish. Kevin the Ishlayad, the Kadish Atzma, you are Kiddushin Shalom. Once she has a yad, l'kadesh atzma, if she has a yad to do the ma'isa kedushin, then she should get to keep the ma'isa kedushin. Aval emes hu shegam kishu kishinara via yochel l'kadesha. No one's debating the fact that the father can be makadesh the daughter who's a nara. Oh yeah, no one's debating that fact. Rashi did, right? But Tosfos, no one's debating that fact. Of course the father can be makadesh her, can do the ma'isa kedushin when she's a nara. When the father's makadish the daughter, he'll get the kesef kiddushin, he'll get to keep the money. But maybe since Anara has a yad, she can do the ma'isa kiddushin, and when she does the ma'isa kiddushin, she gets to keep the kesef kiddushin. That's the kasha of the Gemara. So Tosfos is not learning like Rashi. Tosfos is not saying Eima Hanimili Ktana Avonara Lo, meaning Aval Nara, who says that the father can even do a Maisa Kiddushin on his daughter's Nara? No, that's not the kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara assumed Avada, the father can do the Maisa Kiddushin on his daughter's Nara. And when the father does the Maisa Kiddushin on his daughter's Nara, who's going to get to keep the money? Of course the father, that's not the Shaila. But who's to say that the father always gets the Kesef Kiddushin? A Nara who has a Yad can be Makadish herself, she can do the Maisa Kiddushin for herself. Let's say that when she does the Maisa Kiddushin, she should get to keep the Kesef Kiddushin. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. Not how do you know that the father can even do a Maisa Kiddushin for his daughter's Anara? No, that's fine. He can do the Maisa Kiddushin. The Kasha is when the daughter, the Nara, does the Maisa Kiddushin for herself, then she should be able to keep the Kesef. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. concludes Tosis, V'hashtanicha kushya de la'el, the kor ayrikitcha kitcha avia. The kushya de la'el, the Tosis asks, not here, but in Dir Maskel Ve'ema, hanimilik tana, the kushya that the parsha motzi shamra, clearly is told manara, uskalua sounds like she's a bas onshim. So how can we say it's talking about Ketana? The first answer Tosis gave, same as Rashi, is that the Pasuk is referring to Hotzah Shema when she's a Nara on a Kiddushin which occurred when she's a Ketana. That the Pasuk is Biti Nosati Lo Ishazeh is talking about Nosati Kishayis Ketana. Now he's Motzi Shema on her when she's a Nara. That's a pretty big Kiddush. Right? What the father is referring to a previous period of time? She's a Ketana. Now she's a Nara. Makes much more sense to say that the whole Pasuk is talking about when she's a Nara. Even when she's a Nara, he can be Makadosh when she's a Ketana too. Certainly, if he can be Makadosh when she's a Nara, he can be Makadosh when she's a Ketana. But the Pasuk is talking about a Nara. The Kiddushin took place when she's a Nara. The Hotzah Shema took place when she's a Nara. According to Tosfos Pshat, the Pasuk reads beautifully. Right? But the Kasha of the Gemara is very different according to Tosfos. The Kasha of the Gemara is not that the Gemara entertained the possibility that maybe the father doesn't have the ability to be Makadosh, his daughter was a Nara at all. No, we never thought of that. As Biti Nasati is talking about Nara. So of course, he can be Makadosh, his daughter's a Nara. The Kasha was that since she has a Yad, she should have the ability to be Makadosh herself too. And if she can be Makadosh herself, when she's Makadosh herself, she should be able to keep the Kasha. That was the Kasha. So comes the Gemara in the... So first the Gemara wants to say from Bnei Rebbe Savia, we learn that the father gets the Kesef Kiddushin. It's all about Kesef Kiddushin in the Gemara, according to Tosfos. There never was a Kasha. How do I really know that the father can be Mekadosh as those in Ara? It's all about Kesef Kiddushin. So initially we want to learn from Bnei Rebbe Savia, then the Gemara rejects that possibility, and it comes to the Maskana, Yitzia the Kavasa, come and mai. We learn from Yosef Chinam and Kosef, not only that there is Kesef Kiddushin, but that the father gets to keep the Kesef Kiddushin. Not only by Ketana, but even by Nara. Okay? That's the Sugya point of Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos. My focus is Rashi and Tosfos, how to learn the Kasha and the Gemara. Was there a Havamina that maybe the father can't be Mekadosh's daughter who's a Nara? Or no, it's Biti Nosati, it's talking Ben Bektana Ben Benara, so we knew that the father can be Mekadosh's daughter who's a Nara. We just thought that since she has a Yad, maybe she also should be able to be Mekadosh herself, and when she does that, she should be able to keep the Kesef. Kamash Malan, no. No matter who's Mekadosher, Bein Bektana, Bein Benara, no matter who's Mekadosher, Bein Oviya, Bein He, who gets to keep the Kesef? The father. Ha'av Zaka Bevito Bekidusha, Bekesef Shtar Oviya, he can always get to keep the Kesef. This is Tosfos. Comes the Tosfos Rid and adds the third Perush on the Gemara. It's not completely different than what we've seen. Tosfos Rid is an offshoot of Tosfos. But he has a big chish. Big chish. He also is troubled with this kasha from Boshes of Agam that we're not even going to get to. But maybe over Yom Tov, if you want, you could look at the whole Tosis here. Look at the whole Tosis and try to figure it out. And he also starts off the same way as Tosis. It's almost sound, if you're not careful, you can read the Tosis read and be fooled into thinking that he's the same as Tosis. I mean, look, his first name is the same as Tosis. So you might think, but he's not. It's a different pshat. There's a nuance, a very important nuance of difference. What does the Tosfos say? The nearly litarate she'en a talmud maksha shel yuchal lavi lekadsha she'adavi yadua she'yachal lekadsha afilu ba'od anara. In the krod is nasati lo isha ze benara ksiv. Starts off mamish like Tosfos. Spiti nasati is talking ben bektana ben benara. So obviously a father can be mekadosh his daughter who's a nara. V'loki the pirish hamora. Not like the Mora. Who's the Mora? Rashi. Is that right? He's rejecting Rashi. Moka the Pirish HaMora Kigon the Kitshak Shi Ketana. Come on. That's what the Pasuk is referring to. The Tzoa Shemra is when she's a Nara, as Biti Nasati is when she was a Ketana. No. So he's already set up that he's arguing with Rashi. He's like Tosfos. He's in Tosfos' camp. El Afiluk Shi Nari Alfinon Minei Dematzu B'Katsha Bal Karacham. We learn from the Pasuk that he can be Makadosh his daughter who's a Nara, even when she's a Nara. This is the kasha. Tainach ketana d'les liyad klal yikatshen avia v'yizke v'kesef kiddushin. Tainach, by ketana, the father will be able to do the ma'isa kiddushin and he'll get the kesef kiddushin. Avol nara d'is liyad avol bishah av yochel akadshah kediofinim meyaz biti nasati even though we learn from the pasuk as Biti Nasati that the father can be Makarish, his daughter was an Ara, but Gam he tikta sha'atzma, Blida sa'av, v'tishkol ihi kaspa, v'yezocha ba shtei yadayim, yada via v'yada. Maybe Benara, since she has a yad, she has the ability to be Makarish herself, and when she's Makarish herself, she'll get the kasef. Any differences between the Tosis Rit and Tosis that you see so far? No, still, it's exactly the same as stuff. If the Tosis Rit had stopped here, I wouldn't have shown you the Tosis Rit, because this mamish the same as Tosis. But he adds an incredible line there. He says, V'kevan shehi yecholah l'karish atzah b'lo dasa av, ganim kitsha avia lo yizke b'kesef kidushem. Once I know that a Nara can be Makadish herself, she can accept Kiddushin on behalf of herself, and even if the father accepts Kiddushin for her, she should get the Kesef. The Kasha of the Gemara is Eimahani Miliktana, maybe Dafka Ktana, the father not only can do the Maisa Kiddushin, but he even keeps the Kesef, because the Ktana doesn't have a Yad. But by Nara, I would think, since Esbiti Nasati is even talking about Nara, she can accept her own Kiddushin. When she accepts her own Kiddushin, she should get to keep the Kesef. And Be'emes, now that I know that there are two Yodayim, there's the Yad Avi and the Yad Nara, once I know that the Nara can accept her own Kiddushin, can do her own Maisa Kiddushin, maybe we should say that the Nara should always get the Kesef, whether she does the Kiddushin or the father does the Kiddushin, says the Tosfos Rit. So he's like Tosfos, but he takes a jump. He takes a quantum leap past Tosfos. He's like Tosfos in the sense that he admits that we know that a father can be Makadish's daughter who's a Nara. As Biti Nasati is not only talking about Ktana, it's talking about Nara as well. But the Kasha of the Gemara is that when the Nara is Makadish herself, she should get the Kesef. But not only when she's Makadish herself. Once I know that the Nara can be Makadish herself, then even if the father is Makadish her, she should also get the Kesef. So the Kasha of the Gemara, according to Tosfos, is why shouldn't a Nara get the Kesef when she's Makadish herself? The Kasha of the Gemara, according to the Tosfos Rit, is why shouldn't the Nara always get the Kesef? Bain if she's Makadish herself, bain if the father is Makadish her. And Rashi learned that the Kasha of the Gemara is, how do I even know that the father can do the Maisa Kiddushin on the daughter who's a Nara? Three pshat of the Gemara. The Tosfos Rit and Tosfos are similar fundamentally, that the Kasha is on keeping the Kesef, not on the Etzem Maisa Kiddushin, but with a nuance of difference, that the Tosfos Rit suggests that maybe the Nara should always get the Kesef, even if the father is the one who does the Maisa Kiddushin. The question is, how do we evaluate this edition of the Tosfos Rit? What does this mean? He told you that there are two Yodai. Is the Yad of the father, the whole Kasha is that there are two Yodai, a Yad of the father and a Yad of the daughter. The father can accept Kiddushin and the daughter can accept the Kiddushin. So why does the Tosfos Rit suddenly assume that when the daughter, that since the daughter can do the Maisa Kiddushin herself, so then even if the father does the Maisa Kiddushin, she should be able to accept the, she should keep the money? A little bit of a chiddush, no? A little bit strange? What does the Gemara start off by saying? Gemara asks, Hashtavi and Makabo Kiddusha, Vi Shakla Kaspa. And that was the first Kasha of the Gemara. Hachi Hashtavi and Makabo Kiddusha, Vi Chsevis Biti Nasati Lo Ishaze, Vi Shakla Kaspa. Turns the Gemara around and says, Vaiman, he made the Katana less the Yad the Kabo Kiddushin. Aval Nara, this Layad the Kabo Kiddushin, Takdashi Enav Shavatishko Kaspa. Which the Tosfos Rit interprets to mean what? Takdashi inafsha v'tishkol kaspa, and not only takdashi inafsha, but even if the father is makadisher, she gets the kesef. What's going on? The Gemara is contradicting itself. The Gemara initially was saying, whoever does the maisa kiddushin gets to keep the kesef. Hashtavi makabal kiddusha v'hi shakol kaspa. And now, according to the Tosfos Rit, the Gemara is doing an about face and saying, takdashi inafsha v'tishkol kaspa v'afilu. If the father is Makadisher, she also should be Shakal Kaspa. What changed from one stage to the next? Gemara is changing in its perception, in its Svara. Initially, we're assuming whoever does the Maisa Kiddushin, the Svara should have to keep the Kesef Kiddushin. And now, according to the Tosfos Rit, we're not assuming like that. We're thinking Nara is different. Nara breaks all the rules. She can accept Kiddushin for herself. And when she does that, she gets to keep the Maisa Kiddushin. She gets to keep the Kesef Kiddushin. And you know what? Once she can be Mekadosh herself, she should get to keep the Kesef Kiddushin even when the father is Mekadosh. I thought you just told me, Hashta Abiyah Mekabel Kiddushah V'i Yishakol Kaspa. And now you say, no, Abiyah Mekabel Kiddushah V'i Yishakol Kaspa. Not B'tmiya, but as a statement. It's not true. Avia can be makabel the kesef kiddushin, and she gets to keep it. It's against the svar of the Gemara. What's more, where did the Tosis Rid see this? Not only is it against the previous line of the Gemara, but the Gemara just says taktish ihi napsha v'tishko kaspa. It doesn't say anything about a situation where the father is mekadishin. The Gemara is just saying that I would think. When she does the Maisa Kiddushin, she gets the Kesef. Where did the Tosis Rid see that the Gemara is asking that the Nara should always get the Kesef, whether she does the Maisa Kiddushin or the father does the Maisa Kiddushin? Not only is it against the previous line of the Gemara, the Svara of Hashta via Makabal Kiddushin via Yishakla Kaspa, it's not even licked in the verta of the Gemara. It's not lying in the words of the Gemara. The Gemara is just saying, Takdashi nafsha v'tishko kaspa. When she does the Maisa Kiddushin, she should get to keep the Kesef. Mehechetesi. From where does the Tosis Rid see? And from that line of the Gemara is assuming that if the father, that even if the father does the Maisa Kiddushin, the daughter should be able to keep the Kesef. Rav Gustman, in his Kuntres HaShiurim, has a very beautiful piece. He tries to explain the Tosis Rid based on a fundamental yisod. He says, to explain the Tosis Rid, you really have to go back to the beginning. You have to go back to the basic concept that we're talking about over here. That there's a zchus for a father to be mekadosh his daughter. If you understand the nature of that zchus, and you understand the shakla v'taya of the Gemara, that the Gemara is grappling with the nature of that zchus, then you'll understand the Tosis Rid as well. He says there's a fundamental question that you can ask about the zchus of the father to be mekadosh his daughter. Can he be mekadosh his daughter because he's a bailim over the kiddushin? He's in control. The daughter basically is just a chefza of the father when it comes to the kiddushin. Look, after all, the Torah gave the father the ability to be mekadosh his daughter even bakarcha, against her will. It certainly sounds like he's a bailim if he can do it against her will. This is one way of looking at it. That the zchus of the father in the kiddushin of his daughter is that he's a bailim. He's a bailim over his daughter, and to some extent she's a chefza. I mean, chalila, right? She's not a chefza, but regarding kiddushin, regarding the zchus ha'av in the kiddushin, she's like the chefza of the father. And maybe Balkarch has taka a raya to that. The fact that he can be mekadosh Balkarch is the raya that he's a bailim of the kiddushin. Or should we say no? The daughter really is the bailim over her own kiddushin. She's not a chefza, come on. The daughter is the bailim over her kiddushin. Why should she be the bailam over her kiddushin? Well, the kiddushin of chal in the daughter, right? The chalos isa, the fact that she becomes an eshes ish, that's a chalos in the girl. So it makes a lot of sense. If the chalos affects her, then she's the bailam over that chalos. Can't say the father is the bailam. Maybe the fact that the kiddushin is chal in the daughter, that's the raya that she's the bailam over the kiddushin. So how can the father be Mekadosh? Does Xeris Akosa, the father, can be Mekadosh his daughter? And even Baparacha? The answer is that the father is a shliach of the daughter. The Torah makes the father a shliach of the daughter. And the Chiddush HaTorah is that even though normally shlichus doesn't work Baparacha of the Meshaleach, Chiddush HaTorah is Bitti Nasati La'ish Hazeh. Nasati, he can even do it Balkaracha. That's a Chiddush HaTorah that breaks the rules. But really, fundamentally, he's only a shliach of the daughter. He's not a bailam over this kiddushin. The daughter is the bailam because the kiddushin is chal on the daughter. These are the two approaches that you can have in the zchus ha'av to mekadosh his daughter. Either the father is viewed as the bailam on the kiddushin, ha'av hu ha'bailam. Or no. Habas hi habaylim. Chalos kiddushin is begufa.
So she's the Bialim if it affects her. Ha'av, hu rak shliach habas. Ukzeres hakosav hi, sheyochol akadsha afilu balkarcha.
Those are the two possibilities. That either the father is the Bialim, and maybe the raya that he's the Bialim is the fact that he can be Makarishar even Bar Karcha. Or no, the fact that the Kiddush is Hal in the Gufa Habas, that implies that the Bas must be the Bialim over the Kiddushin. The father is just the Shliach of the daughter, but there's Exeris HaKasa that the Shlichos can even work Bar Karcha of the daughter. What's enough Kamina? What's enough Kamina Lamais? Enough Kamina should be who gets the Kesef. Who gets to keep the kesef? Who gets to keep the kesef? Who should get to keep the kesef? The Bialim, of course. The one who's in control. The one who's in control of this kiddushin. That's the one who should get to keep the kesef. So if the father is the Bialim of the kiddushin, he should get to keep the kesef. If the daughter is the Bialim of the kiddushin, she should get to keep the kesef. Even though the father can be Makarish or Bal Korcha, but if she's the Bialim, then she's the address where the kesef has to go. He might do the maisa kiddushin. He might take the money from the baal, but who gets to keep the money? If the daughter's the baalim, she should get to keep the money. Zokter of Gusman, Efshim Ekenzogin, that this is the shock of the tire in the Gemara. The shock of the tire in the Gemara was a lumdishin, give and take. The Gemara was grappling with this question. The question of the Gemara from the beginning was, who gets to keep the kesef? Who gets to keep the kesef? The kasha of the Gemara really was, who's the bialim over the kiddushin of the daughter? So what does the Gemara answer? V'yatzachinam ein kasef. Ein kesef la'odon zeh, avo yesh kesef la'odon acher, u'mayniu av. Zokter Gusman, at that stage in the Gemara, what was the Gemara saying? Ein kesef la'odon zeh, avo yesh kesef la'odon acher. The comparison of the av to an odon implies that who's the bialim over the kiddushin? The father. He's the Adon of the Kiddushin of his daughter. If he's the Adon of the Kiddushin of his daughter, who should get the Kesef? Who should get to keep the Kesef? The Adon, the father. That's that stage of the Gemara. In fact, the Gemara, Ve'ema L'didam, maybe the Kesef Kiddushin should go to the daughter. What's that Kasha? Maybe that Kasha was, maybe you misunderstood. Yeah, I know, it's a nice drasha, but who says that the Pasuk necessarily tells me that the father is the Bialim? Maybe the daughter should be the Bialim. Maybe the father has the ability to be Mekadisher, but he's only a Shliach of the daughter. It's the daughter who's the Bialim. And since the daughter's the Bialim, she should be the one to get to keep the Kesef. That's what that stage, the second stage of the Gemara, was assuming. So comes the Gemara and says, and Murray the Kalayim, Hachi Ashta, how can that be? L'dida? She's going to get to keep the Kesef? Hachi Ashta, Avia Makabel ki the shed of Sivis Biti Nasati lo Ishaze, the E Shark la Kaspa. Why did the Gemara have to mention the Pasuk? The Gemara should have just said, Hachi Ashta, Avia Makabel ki the shed, the E Shark la Kaspa. It's all a Svara. Why is the Gemara mentioning the Pasuk? Dr. Gusman, maybe the Gemara is saying, no, how can you say that the father is just a Shliach? Look at the Lashon of the Pasuk. Has biti nasati la ishazeh. Nasati sounds like I gave her over. I'm in control of that Nesina. I'm in control of giving her over. So the Pasuk sounds like the father is the Bialim. And if he's the Bialim, then he should get the Kesef. He should get to keep the Kesef. Now, this is not just an achronish read in the Gemara. The Ritva basically reads this last line of the Gemara exactly this way. Right? That's what the Ritva says. How does he read the teretz of the Gemara? Hashta vi mekabel kiddushah v'i shak l'kaspa. What does he say? Uparkinan, hashta vi mekabel kiddushah, etc. Perish. Kevan de zichsa lo torah shirashoy l'katsha b'karcha v'shalom idaita. The Torah gives the father the ability to be Makarish his daughter, even Makarcha. How do we know he can be Makarish or even Makarcha? From the Lashon Nasati, as biti Nasati, lo ishazeh. Nasati sounds like even Makarcha. Iyu choshiv makne u baldover. The father is like a makna, he's the baldover. Ukimamono hi chashuva b'inyanzeh. She's like the mamon ha'av, the chefza from the father. It's a rishon, the brisker ritva here. Right? Ihu choshiv makna hu baldover, ukimamono hi chashuva b'inyanzeh. V'kevin de ihu avi makna, lo sagi de lo lehevi kasper de lay. Just fill in the blank. If he's the Bailam, if he's the Makna, he's the Baldava, so of course the Kesef goes to him. What's the Shaila? That's what the Gemara is saying. The Ihi Shakla Kaspa, says the Ritva, if the girl is the one who's going to take the Kesef, Ihi Chashuva Baldava. That's the Simen Ladava, that she must be the Baldava. Because the Baldava is always the one who gets the Kesef. If you're going to tell me that the girl keeps the Kesef, she's not the Baldava. Espiti Nasati, the fact that he could be Mekadesh Abakarcha implies he's the Bailam. If he's the Bailam, he gets to keep the Kesef. The I shakla kaspa I chashuv baldava veino av ela kishliach. Amish hagbuch hakira. He has both lines. Both lines.
Thank you.
Right? Is he the bailin? Is he the shliach? Zokta Ritva. Well, if she gets to keep the kasef, then she's the bailin. He's only a shliach of hers. V'im ken hech efshalo lakad shabal karcha. How could he be lakad shabal karcha? Says the Ritva, the fact that the father is Mekadesh Abal Karcha, thank you. The fact that he can be Mekadesh Abal Karcha, that implies that he's the Bailam over the Kiddushin. That he's the Bailam over the Kiddushin. If he's the Bailam over the Kiddushin, then he gets to keep the Kesef. Because if she gets to keep the Kesef, he must only be the Shliach of the daughter. And that can't be, says the Ritva. How do we know he's not the Shliach of the daughter? What's his raya? What's his raya that the father is the Bailam of the Kiddushin and he's not just the Shliach of the daughter? What's the raya? It's the raya, he told you. Dei shakla kaspa I chashuva baldava v'enav ala kishliach v'imkein hech efshe lo lekatshe balkarcha. What's the raya? Lekatshe balkarcha. Now that's not such a compelling raya. Because you could explain Balkarcha in a different way. Right? You could explain Balkarcha as a Gzeres HaKosa. But the Ritva thought it was a Rai. You see, it's interesting. We know that the father came to Mekadesh's daughter, Balkarcha. But the question is that the Raya that he's the Bailin? Or is that just an exception? That even though he's only a Shleich of the daughter, there's a Gzeres HaKosa that he can be Mekadesh's daughter, Balkarcha. The Ritva thought it was a compelling Raya that he's a Bailin over the Kiddusha. Not Mukhruch. It's not Mukhruch to say like that. But that's how he learned the sugya. The Ritva learned that the shakla v'tayr of the Gemara was who is the Bailam over this kiddush? Is it the father? Ein kesef l'adon zel v'yesh kesef l'adon acher? Well, no, maybe the daughter is the Bailam. Comes the Gemara and says, no, if he can be makarish abal karcha, as biti nasati l'esh hazeh, must be that the father is the Bailam, so he's the one who should get the kesef. So then the Gemara asks, according to the Ritva, right, and Tosis and the Tosri, let's just explain like the Rabbi Shalom that Rashi. Then the Gemara asks, maybe Dafka Ktanu doesn't have a Yad, right? That's where the father is the Bailin, right? But not by Nara. Yes, question.
Like, the read seems a little strange because Gemara has a pasuk that the first pasuk I wrote that sounds like the father's a Baal.
Right.
Just throws in two words. Oh, maybe it should go to the woman without any proof. They bring another pasuk that should be the Av's a Baal.
Well,
what was the woman?
Because the pasuk doesn't say Adam. The pasuk just says Giatzachina Men Kasef. The drasha is that we're comparing Av to Adam. So maybe if we're comparing Av to Adam, maybe the Av isn't Adam. So the Gemara now is saying, I know we're comparing the halachos of Av to Adam. Who says the Av is an Adam? Right? Who says the Av is an Adam? Maybe we're only. I can say even better. Maybe we're comparing the Yitzia of the Adon to the Yitzia of the Av. But he says the Av is an Adon. Maybe she's Taka Abaylin. Maybe she's the Bailin. Right, that line of the Gemara could have been clearer, according to this approach. But that could be what the Gemara is saying. And that's why the Gemara has to come back with a pasuk. It comes back with a strong raya, with what it thinks is a strong raya, that the father must be the Bailin. Meaning, if he can be Mekadesh or Bakarva, then he must be the Bailin. Comes Rav Gusman and says, this could be pshat in the Tosis Rit. We asked, how can the Tosis Rit suggest that 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 even if the father is Makarish, his daughter who's an Ara, she should get the Kesef. Where do you see that in the Gemara? Two kashas. First of all, the Gemara is contradicting itself from one line to the next. At one line, right in the third stage of the Gemara thought, Hashavi Makabal Kiddushah Yi Shakal Kasba. And now we're thinking the exact opposite. That even if Avi Makabal Kiddushah, she gets the Kesef. And secondly, where did the Tosfos Rit see from the Lashon, Ihi Taktish Nafsha V'Tishkol Kaspa, that if Avia Mekadsha, Ihi Shakal Kaspa. We're not talking in the Gemara about Avia Mekadsha, right? Avia Mekabal Kiddushah. Two kashas. First of all, the Gemara is contradicting itself from one line to the next. And secondly, where did the Tosfos Rit see from the Lashon, Taktashi Nasha Vitishal Kaspa, that even if Aviya Makabal Kiddushah, she should be Shakla Kaspa? The answer is the whole Shakla Vatai of the Gemara was who is the Bailin. At the stage in the Gemara when it says, Hashta Aviya Makabal Kiddushah, Dichsiv Esbiti Nasati, Vi'i Shakla Kaspa, etc., there the Gemara is assuming that the father is the Bailin. Right? Esbiti Nasati La Ishazah, that implies that the father is the Bailin. So if the father is the Bailin, then Taka the Svara makes sense. Hashto, be a makabal kiddushah, ve'i shakal kaspa. If the father is the Bailim over this kiddushin, how can she take the kasef? It belongs to the Bailim. It should belong to the father. But now the Gemara is turning around and saying, ve'ema hani miliktana avol naro lo. What's the Gemara saying there? Gemara is going back to its stage number two, right? This is stage one, two, three, four. The initial stage of en kesef lodan zavi yesh kesef lodan acher. That's assuming that the father is the Bailin. The Eimel Lidida is assuming the daughter is the Bailin. The stage of Hachi Ashta is Biti Nasati, that's the father is the Bailin. And now finally the Gemara comes around and says, no, maybe Taka only by Ktana the father is the Bailin. Why should the father be the Bailin only by Ktana? Tell me. No Das, no Yad. She has no Yad. She has no Yad. Of course the father is the Bailin. She can't be the Bailin over that Kiddushin. She has no yad to do the Maisa Kiddushin. But Nara? Nara's a Gedola. If Nara's a Gedola, why should I say that the father is a Bailim over her? Maybe even though the father is able to be Mekadosh, because it's Xeris HaKosov that he's able to be Mekadosh, who says he's the Bailim? Maybe she's the Bailim. There are Shtei Yodayim, there are two Yodayim that can be Mekabel the Kiddushin, but they're not equal necessarily, says the Tosfos Rit. Why should I say that the father is the Bailin? Maybe she's the Bailin. If the rule in every stage of the Gemara, we're assuming either one or the other, either the father is the Bailin or the daughter is the Bailin. So at this stage in the Gemara is assuming Taktashi Nafsha Vetishko Kaspa, she should be Makadosh herself, and she should get the Kesef. Why? Why Misvara should she get the Kesef? Because she's a Bailin. If that's why she should get the Kesef, then it makes sense that even if the father is Makadosh, she should get the kesef, because she's the Bailim over the Kiddushin. The Gemara keeps on shifting back and forth. The Gemara is grappling with this issue. Who is the Bailim over the Kiddushin? Is the father the Bailim? Then he should get the kesef. If she's the Bailim, then she should get the kesef. At this stage in the Gemara is reversing itself. At stage three, it says, Hashtavi Makabal Kiddushah V'yi Shakal Kaspa. There the Gemara is saying, if the father gets the, does the Kiddushin, even Balkarcha is beating Nasati, he can do it Balkarcha, then he's the Bailin. If he's the Bailin, Yihi Shakla Kaspa. Dafka is saying the exact opposite. The Gemara is saying maybe Dafka by Ktana he's the Bailin over her of Kiddushin, but not by Nara. Maybe by Nara, I Taktish Nafsha Vetishko Kaspa, maybe she's the Bailin over the Kiddushin because she has a Yad. And if she's a Bailin, if she's a Bailin, then she should get the Kiddushin, even if the father does the Maisa Kiddushin, because she's the one who's in control. She's the one who's the Bailin of the Kiddushin. So that answers the second kash. It answers both kashas. There's no contradiction. Of course, there's a shift. The Gemara itself is grappling with this question. At one stage, the Gemara says, Hashtavim HaKabal Kiddushah Yishakal Kaspa, because they were assuming the father's the Bailin. But then at the next stage, Taktashi Yinashah V'tishkol Kaspa, that's not a contradiction. That she should get the kesef even if the father is the one who does the kiddushin, because if she's the Bailin, then of course she should get the kesef in all circumstances. And that's why the Tosfos Rit saw this from the statement of Taktashi Yinashah V'tishkol Kaspa. That statement, Takdashi Inasha Vitishko Kaspa, means the girl is the Bailin. So if that's what the statement is saying, then you can extrapolate from the statement even to a case where the father is the one who does the Maisa Kedushin. Because once she's a Bailin, then it makes sense that even if the father does the Maisa Kedushin, she should always get the Kesset. Yes?
I'm a little confused. I think it sounds like the, according to Rashi, the Gemara is a little circular. When it says
we're not working Rashi.
I know.
We're doing it Tosis and Tosis, right?
Okay, so even the first, the Kasha of Emily Viga, the Vimud of Yetzikin and Kesef never says lo, so maybe they're just Kesef in general, and then it goes to the Nara. And then it says, no, really, Yetzikin and Kesef really does mean there's an Adon, and it really does mean that the Av is Adon, and it goes to the God.
But no, in stage number three, the Gemara is not coming back to the Yetzikin and Kesef. He's saying that from his Biti Nasati, I'm learning that the father is the Bible, because he can be Mekadosh of Akarcha. It's a shift. Meaning it's not because he's an Adon, because we're comparing it to the Adon. The reason why we think the father is the Bailam in stage three is because he can be Makadosh Bal Korcha, like the Ritva. There's a different reason why we're thinking that the father is the Bailam.
So then for Rashi, it's circular.
Why is it circular according to Rashi?
Because he asked, we say
this whole discussion is not within Rashi. According to Rashi, we're just trying to figure out who gets the Kesset. This Lomdisha discussion, whether this one's the Bailam or that one's the Bailam, that's within the Tosis Rit, because I have to come around to explain that Takdashi Inasha Vatishko Kaspa means that the girl is the Bailam. So because I have to come around to explain like that, so I have to assume that that's what the Shaka V'Tayr was doing from the beginning. But according to Rashi, who says that's what the Shaka V'Tayr is about? The Shaka V'Tayr is simply talking about who gets the Kesef. So we have Gzeres HaKosa, we have Psukim, we have Svaris, working back and forth, who gets the Kesef. It's not working the same as the Tosis Rit. I'm trying to explain the Gemara according to the Tosis Rit of it. So, based on Rav Gusman's Yisod, the Tosis Rit fits in very nicely. It's still a Chiddush, but it fits in nicely because he's assuming that the Maskona, meaning the fourth stage of the Gemara, the Chiluk of the Ema Hanilik Tana, Avol Nara Lo, what that line of the Gemara is saying is that maybe the Nara is Taka the Bailin over the Kiddushin, and if she's the Bailin of the Kiddushin, it makes sense that E Takta Shnafsha Vetishko Kaspa, when she does the Maisa Kiddushin, she should get the Kesef. Moreover, even if the father were to do the Maisa Kiddushin, she also should get the Kesef in that case. Okay. Let's just add a brief...